Let's turn to Revelation and chapter 2. And in Revelation chapter 2, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 29. Revelation 2, if you're using the Pew Bible, it's on page 1875. So Revelation chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, "These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. You have persevered and have patience and have labored for my namesake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And to the church, or to the angel of the church of Smyrna, write, These things says the first and the last, who is dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know that the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works, and where you dwell, and where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name, and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into a great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. As I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You see the common phrase, he who overcomes, and so on, throughout after each, at the end of each message to each church of the four in this chapter. We see the promises for them and for us if we repent of our sins, if we turn to him and only keep his word and not go off into other sins, then we'll receive many things that are described there, the crown and many other things. Well, here we see there are seven churches, and in this chapter, four churches are addressed. The angel, the church is addressed to the angel of each church. That's the minister. We heard last Lord's Day, the minister or pastor, because they're the messengers of God. And the word angel and messenger are the same in Scripture. And so the first is to the church in Ephesus. And for the most part, they were pretty solid church. Verse 4, they had left, though, their first love. They had lost, not left, not forsaken, but they had lost their affections for Christ, their holiness and the hope of glory. Those desires and love for Christ had cooled because there wasn't a constant, diligent pursuit after the means of grace. And here Christ is grieved by this. And they're called to repent and to return to following Christ and the warning, Christ will come and remove their lampstand if they don't return and repent of this sin. He will judge those who refuse to repent. He'll take away the gospel from them. His ministers he will take away. He will take away his ordinances from them. And on and on. And this is what you are seeing in the American church today. So many churches losing their first love. And so they're refusing to repent and they're being judged. They no longer have the gospel. They no longer have godly ministers who are faithfully preaching the word. They're being judged. The second church, Smyrna, they have physical struggles. But coming among this church were those who believed they were of the one covenant people of God, and other people in the church were not of the one covenant people of God. So they're saying they were Jews, but they were not. And in this, they boasted in themselves, but are actually undone. They're called a synagogue of Satan and engaged in great blasphemy. And there will come upon the church great trials and tribulations. And here they're called to be faithful, even if unto death. And they will be received into glory forever. But the attack or the rebuke about those who are in the church, they need to be cut off. They need to be disciplined. Those who are dividing the body. The third church is Pergamos. It would be a good example to the church in Smyrna. That was the second church we just looked at, because they were being persecuted a lot. The church in Pergamos was being persecuted a lot, and Christ said of the Smyrna that they're going to be persecuted. So this is going to be a good example to them. They would be a good example to them, for they had been persecuted a lot, but they had remained faithful as they were being persecuted, even some unto death. There were some amongst this church, though, that held the false teachings, like eating things sacrificed to idols as part of worship. They were engaging in sexual immorality like the world around them and like the Gentiles. They were here being called also to repent, or Christ would come judging with the sword, the two-edged sword. This church would be judged, and much like described to the church in Ephesus, that's the first church. And then the fourth church is Thyatira. And in the midst of that church, there was a wolf amongst them, a woman who called herself a prophetess. She's linked to the prophetess Jezebel. And she was teaching, seducing the people in the church to commit sin and worship falsely. They were allowing her, the elders were, allowing her to continue in her false teachings, but she was not repenting. And she, the Lord says, will be judged, and all who follow after her will be judged. And the same happens today in the church when elders do not deal with false teachers quickly. They allow the wolf, the false teacher, to come in and bring in contention and division and kind of let it fester for a while. And then often, too late, elders take care of this. But we need to make sure that we deal with false teachers quickly. Because some of the children here are taken and ruined, as many in the churches today have seen. The message to all these churches is to hear and receive the word from Christ as from Him, to love Jesus Christ, and to overcome even the various obstacles, the struggles in the church, tribulations, things like that, to be faithful, even if unto death. So that's the message generally to us this evening. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise today that You're a God. Even here You're showing to the church who is long-suffering with her and with us. And we give You praise for that You are patient with us, that You continue to watch over us, but You also bring Your word to bear, to rebuke, and to build up and encourage. We pray that You will continue that ministry in our congregation for many years to come, if it be Your will. That You would not snuff out our lampstand. That You would rather cause us to be a repentant people and a reforming people, as we've learned in Chronicles. That You would give us hearts that love Your word above having a particular place in this world. Father, when division comes in, wolves come in, false teachers, or even contentious dividers come into Your church, we ask that we, especially the elders, You would cause us to see these things and that we would immediately address it and rebuke it according to Your word, still with truth and grace in our hearts towards those people, asking, calling them to repent. That You would preserve Your church. And Father, we ask that You would grow us. As we've prayed, we're thankful for the visitor that we had this morning. We ask that You would bring more in the future. And Father, we ask that You would grow Your church, not only this congregation, but the church throughout the world. As You bring in Your elect, You would make us to be faithful in evangelizing and testifying of the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations. Not just to the Gentiles, though, but to the Jews, as we've learned in Romans, that there is a remnant that will be saved. We pray that we would minister the gospel to them as well. And there are many Jews in our city amongst us. We ask that You give us opportunities to meet with them and tell them that the Messiah has come. And His name is Jesus Christ. And He died on the cross for sins, was buried and rose from the dead on the third day. Father, we ask that You would watch over this congregation, that You would not allow us to go into false teaching, that You would not allow any preaching from this pulpit or wherever we would meet in the future. We ask that You would keep us in Your word and discern it with discerning hearts. And give us faith in Your word, in Your Son, that we would not turn to the right or to the left, but that we would hear Your word, and that all preaching and teaching from here would be in accordance with Your word, and were it not, that You would turn us from it unto You, and give us hearts that are repentant, that love You above our own selves, that You would humble us before Your throne. Father, we ask as we have been or want to either be able to grow here in this location or move to another location, we ask that You would give wisdom to this congregation, especially the deacons and elders, as we search for a place to worship. We're thankful that You've grown us. We ask that You would give, though, a better place or this place with greater means, Father. And we know You can do it. You have guided us thus far. For many years you've guided us, and we ask that you would continue to do so. We ask also that you would be with Dina, that you would heal her of her constant ailment, that you would heal Jeannie and strengthen her and her body, that you would be with all those who have reoccurring sicknesses, that you would heal them. I'm thinking of Lillian and Larry. And Father, we also ask that you would be with Levi in the womb, that you would strengthen his body as he grows, that everything will continue to go well. Above all that, we ask that you would give him a heart that loves your Son Jesus Christ. Send your Spirit even now. We know that you are a God who can regenerate the heart even in the womb. We see it in Scripture. And so if that be your will, we ask that you would do so now as he hears your word. And if not, Father, we ask that at some point in his life you would bring that about and do so at the right time according to your will, that we would see and give praise and glory to you alone. Father, we pray for all of our children the same thing at the earliest of ages, even now. He would turn them from themselves and their sin to the only name under heaven by which we must be saved, Jesus Christ. To him, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, the God-man, and who is the prophet, priest, and king, and who reigns over all. May we bow the knee, and all here bow the knee. And all that have gone out from us would do the same. Even our children. Father, as we continue in worshiping you this evening, Lord, give us hearts that love you and love your word. And that you would put off from us our selfish pride. And when we are rebuked, we ask that you would give us humble hearts that are ready to receive what you have for us. That we would turn and repent of our sin. That you would train us up in righteousness and lead us onto the path to glory. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.